From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of the transition team, headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Anti-Trump protests continued into Sunday in Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas, and other cities. Bess Friedman was one of the demonstrators on the streets of Los Angeles.
We're worried about our rights. We're worried about the Supreme Court, climate change, so many different issues on the table. And we feel that so many things have been validated in this election that we're scared and concerned. And we all have children, and we want to have a safe future for them.
And the British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship between the U.S. and the European Union. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed that the Democrat was leading the Republican challenger Donald Trump. This is VOA News. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4 struck 91 kilometers north-northeast of the city of Christchurch in New Zealand just after midnight. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Christchurch is the biggest city on New Zealand's South Island. There are no immediate reports of casualties or damage. The U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no tsunami threat from Monday's quake. The United States has agreed to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru after failing to reach Australia by boat. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today the deal is an one-off agreement and will not be repeated.
Our priority is the resettlement of women, children and families. This will be an orderly process. It will take time. It will not be rushed.
Amnesty International has said that it's worried about the lack of information around the timeline and the number of refugees to be processed. Colombia's government and its Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia announced a new modified peace accord after voters rejected an earlier deal in a referendum. On October 2nd, Colombian voters rejected the first peace deal, which was designed to end 52 years of armed conflict in Colombia and has claimed more than 220,000 lives. The United States congratulated the government and the president of Colombia on reaching this latest peace agreement with FARC. South Korean prosecutors are likely to question President Park Geun-hye this week concerning a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration and sparked massive rallies calling for her resignation. An official in Seoul's prosecutor's office said they need to question the president Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. Park, whose approval rating has fallen to just 5%, would be the first sitting South Korean president questioned by prosecutors about a criminal case. The investigation into a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Choi Soon-sil has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has liberated the town of Nimrud completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings after the enemy suffered heavy casualties. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital that the Iraqi government said last year was destroyed by militants. It is 30 kilometers south of Mosul, where Iraqi soldiers and special forces are battling Islamic State for control. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.